Hello, everyone. Do you know someone who would benefit from deeper insight into manipulation, cults, and the tools for reclaiming their life? Give them the gift of knowledge and support with a Patreon membership to the Indoctrination Podcast. It's a meaningful way to share exclusive episodes and bonus content. So here's how to do it. Head to www.patreon.com/indoctrination. Select the tier you would like to gift, and then choose the option to purchase as a gift. Enter your friend or family member's email, add a personal message, a special delivery. They'll receive a special email letting them know you've unlocked a membership just for them. Instead of another ordinary present, give the gift of empowerment, of understanding, and healing. Visit our Patreon today and share it with someone you care about. Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hello, everyone. Thank you for your wonderful support. It is so meaningful. It's so wonderful and really helps keep the show on the air. It is really important that we get a chance to talk about some of these issues that don't get, I think, enough attention. I want to be able to talk about the Breath of Fire documentary. It's about the Kundalini Yoga Empire. Breath of Fire is an American documentary series directed and produced by Haley Pappas and Smiley Stevens, and it follows the life and career of Guru Jagat, including the life of Yogi Bhajan, her spiritual teacher, who was accused of sexual abuse. I have many clients who are former members of Yogi Bhajan's group, and a lot of them don't even want to speak his name and sometimes call him YB, so they don't need to even say the name Yogi Bhajan. That paints a picture of how they feel about him based on how they were treated. The series also explores the history and origins of Kundalini Yoga, and it had a world premiere at the Tribeca Festival in June of 2024 and premiered in October 2024. So there's this introduction to Kundalini Yoga as a fringe branch of yoga practice. Of the many different ways to practice yoga, Kundalini Yoga is considered to be on the fringe. So Philip Dislip, who is a friend of this podcast, who's been on a couple of times, actually was interviewed for this, and he said, if yoga is like a tree, Kundalini is like it had a wayward branch that came off that tree. Kundalini yoga is focused on calisthenic movements and breathwork and chanting. And Kundalini is kind of like a weird hodgepodge of different exercises, so it can be very different from one class to the next. Whereas there's kind of more of a regularity from one hatha yoga class to the next, Dislip explains. Kundalini yoga was the brainchild of customs officer turned yoga teacher Harbhajan Singh Khalsa, who called himself Yogi Bhajan, the supreme religious and administrative authority of the Sikh religion in the Western Hemisphere, he called himself. And he had 110 ashrams with communes that had a spiritual focus. And today, his business is best known for creating yogi tea. A promoter of vegetarianism and meditation, Yogi Bhajan was in the right place at the right time, striking a chord with the values of the counterculture movement. As DeSlip puts it, what Yogi Bhajan did was read all of the hippies around him and quickly adapt and pitch himself as the yoga guru that they're hoping for. So he kind of cobbles together various things in what he calls Kundalini yoga. Kundalini yoga is this interesting mixture of things that a lot of people have heard of. So they think actually that it is something that has been around for a very, very, very long time. In the next segment, after the first that really introduces the group, there's talk about the next generation. Katie Griggs to Guru Jagat. Katie Griggs, born in 1979 on a Colorado farm, transformed into Guru Jagat, J-A-G-A-T, through a series of life events. After experiencing trauma in college and struggling with addiction, she found Kundalini Yoga as a path to healing. She became involved with Hari Jiwan, a Kundalini Yoga teacher, who became a father figure for her because her biological father had left when she was just one.